Good afternoon, I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. A teen accused of shooting a classmate at a Martinsville middle school in March has waived his jury trial. A number of potential jurors said they were familiar with the case, prompting Michael Phelps' attorney to announce they would like to waive the jury. As a result, a judge will decide the fate of Phelps, who is facing attempted murder charges in the shooting of Chance Jackson. Thousands of Hoosiers may lose their unemployment benefits under changes effective today. The state need not pay unemployment benefits to employees during short-term shutdown. People who fail to refuse a drug test by a potential employer may also be refused unemployment checks. And Hoosiers who work on an on-call or needed basis and refuse weekday work will no longer be eligible. Public safety officials expecting as many as 15,000 motorcyclists to accompany a beam from the World Trade Center that's being delivered to northern Indiana have changed the route of the procession. WFYI's Don Hipschweiler reports.
The route has been altered to cut in half the number of intersections that would be blocked off by Saturday's procession during the start of the holiday weekend. Angola Fire Department spokesman T.R. Haggerty says the change will make it safer for riders and minimize the chance of a mishap. The beam arrives in Angola today. It'll be on display tonight and Saturday morning before continuing on to the Oslo Township Fire Department in Elkhart County. There, it'll become part of a memorial to the 2001 terrorist attacks. For WFYI News, I'm Don Hibschweiler.
Overnight, partly cloudy skies, a low near 68 degrees. Tomorrow, expect partly sunny skies with a chance of an afternoon rain shower and highs up to 91. Right now, cloudy and 82 for WFYI News.